Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 198, Strength for the Weary, Isaiah 40, verse 29. Listen carefully. He gives power to the faint, and to him who has no might, he increases strength, Isaiah 40, 29. Let that settle for a moment. Don't rush past it. Because Isaiah doesn't begin with a demand. He begins with a recognition. Before any promise, before any instruction, the prophet names what you may not have had the courage to say out loud, that there is real weariness, that there are limits that have been reached, that strength sometimes simply runs out. And God does not look away from that. He does not pretend everything is fine. He sees exactly where you are, the exhaustion you're carrying this morning, the weight that didn't leave your shoulders yesterday, the feeling that you have nothing left to draw from. He sees it, and he does not judge what he sees, because having no strength is not a failure of faith. It is not laziness, not carelessness, not lack of devotion to God. The verse does not call the faint person faithless. It calls the faint person and faint. Human weakness is the ordinary condition. It is precisely the space where God's strength finds room to enter. When you are empty, you finally stop relying on yourself. And that is exactly where he moves. Notice who is the subject of this verse. He gives power. It is not you strengthening yourself with enough discipline. It is not you stockpiling energy with the right routine. The subject is he, God. The source is not inside you. The source is in him. And that changes everything, because if it depended on you, the weary person could never rise. But because it depends on him, the weary person can stand. And don't think for a moment this is abstract. Think of Jesus, the Son of God clothed in humanity, carrying the cross with a body broken by pain and exhaustion. His humanity was bleeding. And the Father sustained him. He did not remove the weight, but he gave strength for every step, all the way through to resurrection. That same Father is with you today. The strength that raised Christ from the tomb, that strength, my friend, is the strength being offered to you this morning. Not a smaller version, the same one. And the promise is not merely to survive the day. Isaiah says, increase strength, multiplied might. God does not patch your exhaustion. He renews from the inside. What you hand to him empty does not come back half full. It comes back full. That is the heart of this word. So today, before breakfast, before you begin, sit down. 2 minutes of quiet. Open your hands in your lap. Like someone ready to receive, and say softly, Lord, I have no strength. Give me yours today. It doesn't need to be more than that. That is the prayer of the weary, and he hears it. Then rise and go. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.